Well, God bless you all. It's wonderful to be together. We have so much to be thankful for. Having just celebrated Thanksgiving, I thought a great topic that we could look at today is, what is the difference between Thanksgiving and having an attitude of gratitude? I recently read an article by Reverend Peter Wade in Australia that talked about this attitude of gratitude, and I thought it would be wonderful to get into that this morning. So, what is the difference between Thanksgiving and gratitude? Looking that up, I saw that gratitude is an important quality that we need to develop in our lives. It's mentioned many times in the Bible. It's translated thankfulness, gratefulness, grace, interchangeably, but I think the greatest definition is showing appreciation. So it's a thankfulness that shows appreciation. It goes beyond just being thankful. We need to not only say thank you to God for all of his blessings, but to actually give something that shows our appreciation. Our time, our resources, our finances, our desire to do his will, to step out of the comfort zone. I think that our harvest outreach was a great example of that, because one day we went all the way up to Julian and had about 4 or 5 hours up there, and new lady came to fellowship, and it was exhilarating because we were out there just thanking God for what he's done for us and giving that message to someone else, letting them know that healing is available, because each one of us have received that. So it's showing appreciation and in response to God's care and provision in the past and anticipation of his coming, continuing goodness in our lives, we should develop an attitude of gratitude. So a lot of words there. If you want to turn to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, it says, I'll give you a moment there if you want. It says, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're to always give thanks. And it's not when we feel good or when we think about it, but in all that we do, we need to give thanks. The Apostle Paul was a great example. He was shipwrecked. He was, all kinds of things happened to him. And yet he knew that God would provide for him and that there was a purpose for his life. And so he was thankful. Our prayers are giving of thanks. In Acts chapter 20, verse 35, Acts 20:35, it says, remember the words of our Lord Jesus, how he said, is more blessed to give than to receive. Why? Because it's more profitable. We are more blessed to give than to receive. When you give someone, you know, we can give people the opportunity to know the truth and they can have eternal life. When they confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in their heart that God raised him from the dead, they have eternal life. That's the greatest gift we can give. It's much better, much more of a blessing to give than to receive. I love to give gifts, and I don't want someone to go out of their way for me, but I want to bless someone else. And sometimes we have to receive as well. But God is always there wanting to bless us. As Bob said, our harvest outreach was a great example of just doing God's will, getting out and sharing the good news to people. Philippians, let's look at Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7, and I'm going to look at the NLT translation. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. It says, always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. I love that. Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. If God Almighty is our Father, and being with Susie and Jeremy's little ones, Milo's 8 months old, he doesn't worry about anything because he knows he's going to be taken care of. We need to have that same childlike believing when it comes to our lives with the Heavenly Father. Pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will receive God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And when we're challenged with situations, we don't go running to people, but we go to the Word of God. We go to that presence with God. And then we go to others that will encourage us, not be miserable comforters, complainers. In the natural, if someone invites us to dinner, we take something with us to show our appreciation. Maybe a bottle of wine or something that would bless them, or a dish. If someone sends a gift, we write a letter or an email, and then let them know that we received it and thank them for it. It's not only being thankful, but extending yourself in that category. Our daughter Susie always writes beautiful thank yous to people that give them things, and Bob sends a thank you every month to those that are spiritual partners. And people appreciate that. It's going beyond just the thank you in words, but giving something, of your time. When we sold our house many years ago, our first house, the realtor gave us an oil painting in appreciation for giving her our business. Now, that happens in the natural realm all the time. We want to show our gratitude. And we show that every day. But we want to show God our gratitude. And I think that's part of the lesson I wanted to share today. We celebrated Evan's 3rd birthday just a few days ago. And our daughter Susie is very kind-hearted. And one of the guests that came to the party was a mom that is new to the mom's group. And she had a big brown bag full of pumpkin bread and all kinds of pumpkin items just to show her gratitude for accepting her and her family in the play group that she just appreciated so much. And I thought, you know, what a wonderful thing. She doesn't work. The young girl doesn't work. And they're kind of on a low income. And yet she went out of her way to give a gift. And I think with God, we need to do that more. I think all that He's done for us, that we need to prove Him. It says in Malachi to prove Him. And we can prove Him in our finances, and we can prove Him in our time and efforts and our just doing the things that He wants us to do. I'd like to go to 1 Kings chapter 17 and share an amazing account of a widow woman and what she gave up. And 1 Kings talks about how Elijah had brought a message from the Lord to the king saying that there wasn't going to be rain for 3.5 years until the Lord told him it would come. And so that didn't go off well. So Elijah had to go in hiding. But God provided him. And if we look at 1 Kings 17, verse 6, it says that he was at this brook. And the ravens brought him food and meat each morning and evening. And he drank from the brook. But after a while, the brook dried up, for there was no rainfall anywhere in the land. But at that time, God had provided water for him, and the ravens came and brought him food. So because he did what God asked him to do, he provided for him. Let us look in verse 8. Then the Lord said to Elijah, "Go and live in the village of Zarephath near the city of Sidon. I have instructed a widow there to feed you." So he went to Zarephath, and he arrived at the gates of the village, he saw a woman gathering sticks, and he asked her, "Would you please bring me a little water in a cup?" I'm actually using the NLT version. And she was going to get it. As she was going to get it, he called to her, "Bring me a bite of bread too. While you're at it, bring me some bread too." But she said, "I swear by the Lord your God that I don't have a single piece of bread in the house. And I have only a handful of flour left in the jar and a little cooking oil in the bottom of the jug. I was just gathering a few sticks to cook this last meal, and then my son and I would die." They were in a famine time, and she was a widow. She didn't have any other resources, a husband or anyone to take care of her. So she, here the prophet comes to her, because God gave him revelation that a widow woman would feed him. Isn't that interesting? We just have to trust God and listen. But Elijah said to her, verse 13, "Don't be afraid. Go ahead and do just what you've said. But make a little bread for me first. Then use what's left to prepare a meal for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. There will always be flour and olive oil left in your containers until the time when the Lord sends rain and the crops grow again." He's eliminating that fear in her life, telling her that it's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And how many times does the Word of God tell us, "Fear not"? When Joshua took over Moses' ministry, he told him, "Be of good courage, fear not." Well, we don't have to fear what's going on in this world. We trust the Lord, and he will provide for us. And we have responsibility to do certain things, but God will always, we go to him and appreciate that relationship. Verse 15 says, "So she did as Elijah said, and she and Elijah and her family continued to eat for many days. There was always enough flour and olive oil left in the containers, just as the Lord had promised through Elijah." And then her son, we won't read this part, but her son got sick, and the man of God ministered to him and raised him from the dead. And she says in verse 24, it says, "Then the woman told Elijah, 'Now I know for sure that you are a man of God and that the Lord truly speaks through you.'" Think about, here's a widow woman that has the last bit of meal for her and her son, and the prophet tells her, make me bread first, and then, you know, she had to have a tremendous trust in him and in God. And you know, God never asks us to give all that we have. He only asks us to give a little so that we can see him work, that we can sow seeds. When we are in our harvest outreach, we sowed tremendous seeds of the word of the love of God. Everyone wants to receive the love of God, even when we're in the most challenging situations. So I thought that was a wonderful example of how she just gave because she trusted, and how God knew that this widow woman was there. That's why he sent Elijah to that city to take care of her. And he knows our very thoughts. In Psalm 139, I love that psalm where it talks about he knew us in our mother's womb. He knows our thoughts before we even speak them. He knows how much the things that we need and the desires of our hearts. So we need to show gratitude and extend that appreciation to our Heavenly Father in the things that we do and our love towards one another. So that is what I wanted to share with you this morning. So, Heavenly Father, I thank you that we can know you greater than ever before, that we can see how much you have taken care of us, how magnificent your word is, and that it has the truth, how you want us to live our lives. I thank you for any healing that needs to be done this morning for your people, that we see that Jesus' ministry was a ministry of healing and that we receive that in each of our lives. I thank you for prosperity and health And I thank you, Father, for the days ahead that we can show great gratitude and thankfulness for who you are and who you've made us to be. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.